Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
See people walking now, but look at them. Look at them. Where are they going? Where are they going? Where are they going? Please sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. All right. Look, trust me, you watch the match. You watch the match. Even I want to watch the match, so it's not you, Pay. I'm preaching for just 3 minutes. Sit down. I believe that we've had so much fun, and it's a blessing. Okay, tomorrow we are coming after church at 3 p.m. Okay, I'm not feeling 3 p.m. 3 p.m. means after church, and then we end it. All right. Now, quickly, tomorrow I'll be teaching you how to be the favorite of your parents. Do you understand? Yes, you see, because many of you are not your parents' favorite. Yes, that's what you think. Okay, and I won't lie to you. Your parents have favorites among you. Yes, and it's because of your behavior. Do you think that... Do you think that this guy who came to tell the father that they should give him a portion of the inheritance, do you think he will be a favorite of his father? No, not at all. Not at all. That is loud. Wait, I don't know what you have pressed. But in the morning it was working. These are works of evil spirit. And I'm finishing. For a small boy to stand up and tell the father to divide his property and give him his portion. Hey, sit down. Thank you. Something might have been controlling the boy. Okay? There is a spirit somewhere that was controlling him. Say amen. I say, say amen. Yeah. And look, there are spirits all around controlling us. You don't know why you insult your parents. It's a spirit. Everything you do, there's a spirit attached to it. And there were a number of spirits that influenced this son to go and misbehave. But I'm coming to share one with you and we'll close. And the first one is called the spirit of foolishness. Everybody say the spirit of foolishness. I can't hear you say the spirit of foolishness. Now, foolishness is a spirit. Say amen. People don't just become foolish. Okay? Now, when you behave in a foolish way, you are a fool. Yes. And a fool is somebody who reacts negatively to wisdom or advice. Anybody who reacts negatively, I'm sure you all go to school, you pay school fees. So anybody who reacts negatively to wisdom, advice, that person is a fool. So a fool is a person who doesn't want to listen to any form of advice. Say amen. Yeah, because see, they were advising him and he didn't listen. Hey! And foolishness is common amongst us, as we are sitting down here, foolishness is in you. A lot of foolishness. Proverbs 22 verse 15. So much foolishness is in your heart. And one of the things that caused the boy to go and tell the father to give him his inheritance is this thing. Proverbs 22, 15 says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. So you see the two children. Bible says that it is the younger son, the child, the younger one, who went to say he wants his inheritance. Foolishness is bound, not to, in, to, if it is to, you can remove it. But in, have you, I mean, if you have bought bread, like butter bread hot, then they use margarine to, hey, then the margarine has melt. It is in the brudo. And you see, the only way the foolishness can go is something called rod of correction. You see, so the father, one of the things the father lacked was to use this rod. Like he has come that he wants inheritance. Then the father removed the belt. A weeping. Then no inheritance to tear from his face. But this type of going to call the auntie to come and sit down, it doesn't work. That's why you are a fool when they cane you at school and you go and tell your mother and your mother wears jeans to go and insult the teacher. You are a super fool. And whoever followed you from the house to come and insult the teacher is a foolish person. Raise the power 80. I'm sure your parents will not even like to hear this thing I'm saying. But if you are here, and when teacher does, you see, because a lot of corrections, rod of corrections, takes away the foolishness from your heart. I think I'm preaching in this session. The people who have gone, I don't know why they have left. Yes. So, it is this spirit of foolishness that arose, you see, and it is in everybody's heart. All of you sitting down here, foolishness is in you. Every, look, all these people are fools. Oh, yeah. The younger you are, the more foolish you become. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Do you think the Bible doesn't know the difference between a child and an adult? Bible knows child. He said, foolishness, in kwasiasem. Ejapa, do you know in kwasiasem? Yeah, you should know it. Because it's in your heart. You have it. In good measure. When I look at you, yeah, this shows that he agrees. Christian, you have it. Do you agree? Yeah. The earlier you agree, the better. And so, it is this foolishness that actually made this boy to go and tell the father that he should divide his property. And Bible said that, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. How many of you want your foolishness to go away far from you? So you need something called rod of correction. And if you are here, your parents don't beat you, and you have pride in that. What it means is that because they can't do you focal, your foolishness is accumulating. Do you know the words I'm using? I don't even know whether you are that is adding up. Today, foolishness. Tomorrow, foolishness plus two. Then plus three. So, you grow up and become a foolish adult. Yes, there are adults who are fools. But that one, the Bible have not said it. But that one I know. Because some of the, when if you see an adult, you can know that this adult is a fool by the way they talk. When an adult is foolish, just that for purposes of respect or because of this scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, we say that children obey your parents in the Lord or have respect for adults and all that. You cannot easily tell an adult person that is a fool, but there are adults who are fools. Yes. I will show you that adult are fools. Go to Matthew 25. I'll show you adults, Matthew 25. Hey, 10 virgins which took their lamps and went out to meet verse 2.
And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. Virgins. So you can be a virgin, but you are a fool. So you see, this scripture tells us that when you have a lot of people, half are wise and half are fools. As we are here right now, half of you are wise, half are fools. Yes. He said five of them were wise and five were foolish. So if all the headmasters in the world come together, half wise, they can be foolish headmasters. Well, Papa no prescribe. If all the presidents in the world come together, half, five of them will be wise and five will be foolish. This thing I've come to tell, don't say it anywhere. I'm come to tell, when you put your father and your mother together, one is wise, one is foolish. But you don't have to say it. But if you are wise, you see. You see. Because
when the this thing that I went, the opportunity, this thing that went, the pastor, ma'am, pastor said that you are a fool.
Hey, me, I insulted your mother. Me, pastor. He said, five of them were wise. You can be in class 3, you can be wise, and you can be in class 3 and you are a fool. Yeah, you can be in SHS 3. Even you can be a school prefect, because in my church I have a lot of, where is the school prefect? Where is the school prefect? Where is the school prefect? Yes, can. It's a school prefect. School prefect. I have a lot of sports people in my church. You say you are who?
School prefect.
Yeah. Assistant or main school prefect?
Main school
prefect. Yeah. Oh, clap for school prefect. Are you a school prefect? Honorable, we salute your supremacy. Five were wise and five were foolish. Look. Hey, who is that? Ringing tone or... Oh, madam. Fine girl like you. The phone is doing... This is a ringing tone. Alarm. Yeah. Foolishness can influence your decision to take foolish decisions. I'm telling you. And so, it is this... And it's a spirit. Look, wisdom is spirit. Isaiah 11. Wisdom is a spirit. Just like foolishness is a spirit. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his root too. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom. Wisdom is a spirit. And understanding. The spirit of... These are spirits. So foolishness is not sold in the market. So when I look at your visit... Acquired with Jimmy Darby is a spirit. So you don't even know why you do the things you do. The way you talk to your mother is a sign that your foolishness has not been reduced. And I'm saying that the more corrections you get, the lesser you become a fool. How many of you want to be less foolish? Yeah, less foolish. Oh, you want your foolishness to be with you? Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm here to preach. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. There's something called the spirit of foolishness. And it is that spirit that influenced the paddy man to go and tell his father that they should touch all the things. Yes, they should do this thing and then give him his portion of inheritance. But I think that, look, one thing that takes away the foolishness is the rod of correction. The next thing that takes away foolishness is advice. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. Proverbs 1 verse 7. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. You see, we've brought you here to teach you the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. You see, because you don't fear anybody. This boy, he didn't fear his father. Doesn't fear. And some of you tell that, kwa mi boo moko moko moko, mi sro shi, mi sro biya, aban sro. Hey, and you have all the words. Even your man's teacher is afraid of you. Your man's teacher. Because you see, the last time your man's teacher came, you had to organize land guards and they came to beat the man's teacher. When we were in secondary school, there was a boy, they said nobody should beat him because he was a sick lad. If you do, he collapse on you. So, this boy, and he fools. Do you see? So, one day, we're having quiz, inter-house quiz. Then they were asking that, who is the minister for chieftaincy and culture? So, all the contestants, they didn't know the answer. So, they said that, audience, who knows the answer? So, we all didn't know. Then this boy, he said he knows the answer. So they said he should come and take the mic and say the answer. And we all know that he's a foolish boy because and nobody beats him. You see, that's what I'm saying. Because you are not beating. And sometimes when people are beating you, you hate the people. If you have your father beat you, then you run to your uncle's house. But if I'm an uncle and my niece or my this has my yibu kobana. So the guy, they clap for him. He hasn't even said the answer, but we started clapping for him. So when he came to stand today, he told us that we should clap for him because he's bringing the answer. Then when he came, he said that he doesn't know the answer, but he's come to explain why all of us don't know the answer. You are saying, is it what foolishness can do? So he said that even though we've clapped for him and all that, he himself, that he said, he too doesn't know, but he's here to explain why the contestants don't know the answer. All the audience too don't know the answer. So when he said that, the teachers were angry. Then one teacher said, no, they should allow him to explain. Then he said that, you people say here is a boarding school. You say we shouldn't bring radio. You say we shouldn't bring mobile phone. How will we listen to news? And no minister of chieftaincy and culture. That was the end of the quiz. We finished the quiz. Oh, we're happy for the boy. I mean, we're giving him. And you can't beat him. If you beat him, he'll collapse. And he would die. Hey, Jimmy. He said, if they allow us to bring radio Walkman, we can listen to news. Like by now, we know who chieftaincy and culture minister is. It's not now that he said we shouldn't bring this thing. So that is why this contestant would seem intelligent. And all of us, and even some of you teachers, we don't know. Is the reason. The spirit of foolishness. And he said that, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. This is what I want to teach you today. Fools, they despise when you are being advised. The way you are following Brakweku in the adult church, no. Be careful. Oh, he's like a cousin. That you have heard it. I would say it's my brother. If he's not your brother, don't tell us that he's like your brother. Do you have the same surname? Oh, he comes to our house, you go to their house, we eat in the house, they eat in the house, we sleep in the house, they sleep in the house, we bath here. Even sometimes, cry. When their parents travel, they also come here. So I will say, like, it's my brother. That's where pressing of breast starts from. But fools, look, anybody, teachers and pastors, anybody you call to advice, and the person doesn't take it, the person is on the road to foolishness. Real, it's on the high. Do you know highway? You cannot drive. You can't drive like 20 this thing on the highway. You have to go from 80, 100, 120. 120 there, you are flying. And my last time, I was going to some wedding at Odumase. Then the people say we should do convoy. So we put on, do you know Hazard? The lad that has been doing like this. So I put my own, the other one put his own, the other one put his own. And we're driving 120. I didn't know it was 120. Because see, if it is convoy, the one in the front is the one who determines our pace. Do you see? So we're going, I saw that and say, hey, this is 120. 120 means that if something small happens, no, my poster will be on the wall. And the right, what a shock. So I called the brother. I said, no, they should reduce the distance. Because one person can die right now. He says, because even though we are going for the wedding things to wear in my car. Do you see? He said, but fools, a foolish person, do not despise. Despise means you don't want to hear it. And some of you, your parents cannot advise you. I saw your mother, she's like Tapia, your mother. You train over her. You see, and the issue is because they didn't apply rod of correction. Last time I was in the truck, then small boy, he was arguing with the mother over food. The phone was for the mother. Then the boy would take, I'm going to say, give me my phone, take. Give me my phone, take. Give me my phone. We were doing it in a car. Then suddenly the mother took the phone by phone. Then the small boy that in the throat row. Hey, oh yes, I know me. Then all that the mother said was bad character. It's like, yeah, bad character. Yeah, look at the woman. This is what you've done. That's the guy. Then the back of your hand will go with the mouth. Pie. Then one teeth has removed. Look, it's better. Any time he's come to do and he's like, one thing, this, he will stop. All you have said to the boy is bad character. Everybody say bad character. And wait, how many times does bad character change people? If they were telling all of us bad character, oh, like some of you are armed robbers. Hey, my father, you do like this. And then when they came, you don't have to bring your hand down. And when he beat you, he said, thank you, daddy. When they beat you one at school, your grandfather, your grandmother, all your ancestors, they will all arise, resurrect, and come and see the headmaster for discussions. That's why some of you can't be in my church. My church mess. I beat you. Look, slap. I came one guy. He was speaking Spanish. Here. He's not here. He's in secondary school. He's in secondary school. Started. I beat. I said, you count the kings in French. Hallelujah. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. There is something called instruction. There is something called instruction. And you see, you have to live your life on instruction. Somebody should tell me when it's around 4:30. Because we have to close around that time. I go and watch the match. They probably think we'll not watch the match. Proverbs 15:22. Look at this scripture too. Without, this is what is behind your shirt. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Look, you need a counselor more than drawing board. You don't get it. You need a counselor in your life. More than shoe. Yes. If you can learn to understand what I'm teaching you this afternoon that I'm about to close, you will know that. Who is that doing that? Is it? Foolish people despise wisdom. Is it because as you are doing the thing is disturbing and you can't see? But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Is it because what you need is somebody to tell you that don't pass here. Pass here. Don't pass here. Many of you came today, you don't know where the washroom is. So if you need the washroom, you have to ask that I want to go to Tiafi. Then they'll tell you that, oh, the Tiafi no, is here or is here. Do you understand? You need counselors to guide you. That is why your pastor is there. That is why your teacher is there. But you see, as for your church teacher, you don't use her for anything. Don't you? Because your boyfriend is older than her, so you don't use her for anything. You see, and don't make me feel that, hey, what is this? Look, in church, K-Church is which church? K-Church is what church? 4 to 6 years. They caught them in a washroom, one boy, one girl. They were kissing Sunday morning. They were preparing for service. They all went to uni, but they were preparing for the service. One boy, one, and in the church. And they were praying for, and they were kissing, and they have to go and catch them. Do you see? And then this one, your mother will arise and tell us that, what do we teach you in the church? Hey, what do we teach you in the church? She said, what do we teach? Since you came, have you seen me saying that 7 effective method of stealing? Was that what I've been teaching? No. So when your mother is coming to tell me that, what do I teach you? I don't get it. Do you see? How many times do you go to school in a week?
5.
5 plus. Okay, those of you who don't go to good schools, that's where you go for Saturday classes. But the people who go to good school, they don't go to Saturday classes. Oh, JJ, may I have said it. Go ahead and tell your... what if you heard, master? English teacher. What time do you leave for school?
6:30.
6:30 and come back what?
3:30.
What time do you come? How many times do you come to church in a week?
Once.
So 5 as against 1. What time do you come to church?
6 o'clock.
What time does preaching start?
10 o'clock.
And church preaching ends what?
12.
So mine 2 hours. Do you understand? And you are 6 to 3. Which one of us will have more effect on you? So when your mother can say, hey, my son has been stealing, it's as if we teach stealing here. Yeah. 7 ways to look for girls. It's but in the multitude, you see, that's why you should be clapping for pastor. When you see a pastor, clap for him. Come on, put your hands together for me. You see, because the 2 hours is having more effect on you than the 6 hours. You see. Look, there are people. Yesterday, I met somebody. Their father told me that, they are worrying my children. And I said, why? He said, my children, when they go to school, they don't come early. I said, which school? They mention the name of the school. Then I said, He said, if they come, then they are tired. And I said, all of us who went to school like that were tired. Hallelujah. He said, but without, in the multitude of counselors, they are established. May the spirit of foolishness leave out of your heart in Jesus' name. If I'm not saying it, I'm not going to close. I want to close right now. I say, may the spirit of foolishness leave your heart in Jesus' name. It's bound though. So this is the heart. This is the foolishness. Then they do it like salad. But you are being set free in the name of Jesus. I said you are being set free in the name of Jesus. Yeah. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So one of the spirits that influenced this prodigal son to go and tell the father, hey, if you talk, I will not close. If I see talking, I will not close. Is this spirit called the spirit of foolishness? May you be delivered from it. I said, may you be delivered from it. In Jesus' name. Yeah. May you not make foolish decisions. I said, may you not make foolish decisions. Because you can make very foolish decisions. Then later, you see that, me din kwasi asem. But when you talk in the house, your parents will be happy with you. You see, if your parents know that you speak sense, if they want to do something, they'll call you. Have you seen your uncles who don't speak sense? When they're family meeting, they don't mind them. They tell them that they should go and fetch water. They should go and buy pure water to come and serve the visitors. Because Sao Wafa no on Kanya Sasam da. Funra has said they should kill 15 cows. So, this is Wafa. His brain is not correct. Amen. But I believe that, look, if we fear the Lord, we are going to receive wisdom. And wisdom is very, very important. And it will help you. In this stage of your life, you need wisdom. Everybody here, you need wisdom. So look, if you're in the house and your mother is not beating you, you have to be worried. So, oh, why are you not beating me? You see, if your father is not beating you, because you see, the more they don't beat you, it means that the foolishness is accumulating. It's before you see, no. That's why the girls have been insulting you, foolish boy, in the class. And the class too, you can fool. When we look at you, can fool. But today, when we get break, hey, I saw the foolish ones. But your story is not going to be like that again in Jesus' name. When they are calling wise people, they'll call you. Do you think in your school they'll call a foolish person and make him school prefect? If they are looking for school prefect, they look for people with brains. Yeah, like this, my school prefect. That's wisdom. Are you a school prefect? Are you a school prefect? You are what? Are you a class prefect? Some of you are not even cardboard boys. Amen. But I believe that if we keep at it, God is going to bless us and God is going to make us great. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet. I told you I'll not keep long. Because you see, tomorrow we have to come early so that we can close early. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Stop the talking and close your eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. May you take away foolishness from our hearts. Take away every form of foolishness from our hearts. In the name of Jesus. All eyes closed, all heads bowed. You are here this afternoon. You are not born again. When I say you are not born again, you can see that the type of life you live, you are not happy about it. You only go to church, but you are not a Christian. And you want to, everybody close your eyes, and you want to give your life to Christ. Say, Pastor, pray with me. Lift up your hand wherever you are, and I'll pray with you. If you have lifted your hand, please come to me in the front here, and I'll lead you into a simple prayer. And then you'll be, don't feel shy of anybody. This is your life. Come, if you have lifted your hand, you are not born again. I'll pray with you. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless. I say you know that you are not a Christian. You know that you are not. God bless you. God, you are the reason why we put this conference together. God bless you. You are anybody who has raised, bring the person here. Yes. If you are not born again and you die, you end up in hell. There is a place called hell where there is fire. If you are not born again, come. I'll pray with you. I'll pray. Don't look at the person standing by you. Hey, they'll say that. It is not about what the person is saying, but it is about your salvation. Today, I want to give the fact that you are wearing the t-shirt doesn't make you a Christian. T-shirt doesn't make people Christians.
Sing this song.
It rather makes you more demonic. If you are not born again, come. I pray God bless you. Come. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Come. I'm about to pray for you. Stay here. Stay here. Stay here. Come. God bless you. God. At the point I'll stop them to come. If you want to give your life, close your eyes and lift up your hands. Close your eyes and lift up your hands. Close your eyes and lift up your hands. Yes, and sing it. You want to join them? Come. We are closing. Don't say tomorrow. You may not wake up tomorrow. Come. Come. This is why we did the conference. Come. Say this prayer after me.
when you say it from your heart, by the time we finish the prayer, you are born again. Close your eyes and lift up your hands. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I come to you.
I come to you.
As a sinner.
As a sinner.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
And wash me.
And wash me.
In the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
I am for you.
I am for you.
And you alone.
And you alone.
Satan, listen to me.
Satan, listen to me.
I am not for you.
I am not for you.
I am for Christ.
I am for Christ.
And Christ alone.
And Christ alone.
I will serve him.
I will serve him.
I will worship him.
I will worship him.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Clap for yourselves. Clap for yourselves. So from today, if you die right now, I don't know if you know heaven. Heaven is a good place. Heaven is better than hell. Open your eyes. Yes. Heaven is better than hell. Is fire. Do you know fire? I'll show you an example of hell. How many of you know the people who have been doing the boat float at the roadside? The boat float people. Or the people have been doing the kelewele. They put a lot of oil inside the pan. Then the oil will be boiling. Do you understand? If the oil is boiling, then you remove your shirt. Then you go and swim in the oil. You say, hey, that is how hell is. How many of you know maggot, gongomi? The one in the toilet. Don't talk if you don't have WC. You know this small, as the fire is burning, the maggot will be walking on your body. That's how hell is. And you will not die. You'll be there forever and ever. But today, I thank God you have given your life to Christ. Clap for yourselves again. So when you die right now, I'm not saying go and kill yourself. But when you die right now, you will make it to heaven. Say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Take your seat so that we close. Take your seat. Please give me the offering back. Let me take my last offering for today. Then we close. Everybody take out a very powerful offering. Ah, you have given your life to Christ and you are crying. No, there's another offering in your pocket. Take it. Please, take out a very good offering. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Please rise up and come and put this. You can go and watch the match right now. If you don't come, I'll be here. No, it's not river. I'm looking for offering. Come and put your offering inside right now. Everybody, before I close. If I don't see the offering, it means we'll not watch the Ghana match. Quick. 3 CDs, 4 CDs, boosters, coins, anything. Stand up and come and put the offering. Where is it now? Anything quarters here? Hey, are you not removing the money or you are not bringing the money? Please bring the money. God bless you. God bless you.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.